Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Mala Emder. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, it's a pleasure.
Presenting the film And Tomorrow, The Entire World, the lead actress of the film. And, the listeners may not be familiar with the film. I was wondering whether you might want to start by just sharing something about the story from the perspective of your character, the character you play, perhaps.
Yeah, so I play the character Luisa. She's a young woman joining a left group who wants to fight against fascism. And so we go on to a journey to try out different answers. How far do we want to go if we fight violent activists in the right part? So how to fight racism, nationalism, and how far do we want to go?
Would you say that you're politically active in life?
I would say I have an opinion about everything. I think that's necessary for everyone, and I hope this movie is going to wake up people or confuse people, ask people questions so they are motivated to ask themselves questions. Where do I want to stand? What do I want to do? How do I want to be active?
But would you say that, like, your character's motivation for doing something about it to actuate change is, or even drive, is rage, anger?
I think so. Like, I think anger and fear are really close together. You know, when you're afraid, you can either run away, be frozen, shocked, or get aggressive or, like, you know, like, angry.
Yeah.
And I think she goes for the last one.
For the last one, yeah.
Yeah. And
do you connect with that anger? Do you understand? Do you perceive that
anger? I understand this anger. I think she goes, like, I mean, I don't want, like, as the movie, I don't want to put any opinion on someone. I just want, because I think it's not a simple solution. We can't have a simple answer to this question, how to fight it, for it. But we as a collective have to ask the right questions, find, like, are not afraid of the controversial discussion, and therefore maybe find a middle way, you know, to handle the situation.
You're not afraid to have those type of controversial discussions?
No. I mean, of course, maybe I am afraid, but then I have to fight again. I have to cross the line and still do it, because otherwise the people who are discriminating people are going to rule the discussion, and I think we shouldn't react. We should guide the discussion into a direction.
No, actually, I was thinking about that because part of the motivation of your character, it appeared to me, is that she takes herself out of her comfort zone. I mean, she comes from a background that you wouldn't naturally associate
Absolutely.
With the type of commune.
I mean, our movie is not romanticizing the Antifa or the group, you know?
Yeah.
Also, Julia, our director, she wanted to us having that white privileged lead character because that's also the case in most of the Antifa groups. And that is also something we can discuss, if that is cool or not.
Yeah.
And people coming in.
Yes, people coming in.
Yeah, people coming in.
But yes, it's...
Yeah, so, I think she is privileged, and therefore she wants to prove, even go far, like, more far into the extreme direction, because she wants to prove herself, I think.
Unfortunately, we'll have to wrap it up, but
okay.
We'll have to facilitate the interview with the director now.
Okay.
But it was a pleasure. It's
yeah,
been a pleasure.
For me too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.